Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Hey, everybody.
Jesus,
I didn't mean to yell. Just trying to start off with some energy. My name is Doug, and I love movies. This is Doug Loves Movies.
Hey.
Coming to you from, what kind of rental car is this, Graham?
Doug, we're in a 2013 Nissan Versa, and I gotta say, the old Versas, I did not like. The new one, they just smoothed it out a little bit.
So now you feel vice about Versa? It's Sunday, May 19th, Two Oceans 13. My guest and driver is Graham Elwood. Welcome. And he played a game of Leonard Maltin against audience members last night at the Fett in Providence, Rhode Island.
The Boba Fett.
Boba Fett. And we'll play the better-than-average quality audio from that show at the end of this mini bone.
Bone!
Graham, let's get all your plugs in now. Let's just get them out of the way. People can hit the fast-forward button for the next 25 seconds. Go.
All right, you can get all my tour dates at grahamelwood.com. Also listen to Comedy Film Nerds. I will be headlining the Improv in Hollywood, California, July 13th. Also, Chris Mancini and myself will be in Barstow, July 12th. Again, all those tour dates at comedyfilmnerds.com. And the Los Angeles Podcast Festival, October 4th through 6th, which will have Doug Benson. And many, many others. Go to lapodfest.com.
What the Fuck will also be there, the What the Fuck podcast.
Mark Maron will be there. He couldn't do it last year. This year he's going to do it. Todd Glass is going to be there. Greg Fitzsimmons, Aisha Tyler.
Pretty much almost all LA-based podcasts are going to be represented.
A lot of, yes.
Death Squad will be in the house.
Death Squad will be there.
Walking the Room.
You know, some, not all the shows from last year, but some, a lot of them, and
go to the website.
Go to the website.
Check it out.
We're adding new shows all the time, and the hotel rooms are going quick.
I just had a great idea, Graham.
What's that?
You're going out and doing lots of headlining dates.
Yes.
That people can check out at your site. But what you should do, because there's probably a lot of, movie podcast fans coming to your stand-up shows now because of our podcast, you should do the thing about the the DirecTV, TiVo, whatever listings, do that bit that you do, and then say to the audience, who here thinks they have a good one, and two or three people raise their hands, and you get them up on stage and have them each say theirs. And then have the audience vote, and the person, the most popular one, you give a copy of your CD and a Palm Strike shirt.
You goddamn stoner marketing genius.
I mean, maybe we should have done this off the podcast.
No, no. This is where it was born, folks, in a Nissan Versa somewhere driving through downtown Providence.
It was born in darkness.
Oh, I was born in the Nissan Versa.
Okay, so anyway, we're driving to Boston to do a sold-out show at the Brighton Music Hall. Very excited about this gig. Tomorrow, Graham is heading back to L.A., so anyone coming to Doug Loves Movies tomorrow night in New York City, do not bother to bring gluten-free name tags.
Just send me those.
I'm pretty sure...
in the mail.
Gluten is not a concern of the four great guests that I've lined up for this particular taping. Schedules permitting, as always. Even though I didn't say who they are, right. I'm still warning you, one of them might not show up.
Right. Send the gluten-free treats to P.O. Box 5069, Santa Monica, California, 90409.
You'll eat any gluten-free thing somebody sends to you?
If it's like a package thing that I've seen before at a Whole Foods, then yeah.
Okay, but if they just make it themselves, well, throw it in a box.
Then that's, you know.
If it fits, it ships.
Put your gluten-free titties in a box!
What else? Oh, but you can try to suck up to Graham with your gluten-free nonsense to get picked to play the Leonard Maltin game at our shows next Saturday, May 25th at Side Splitters in Knoxville, Tennessee. Sunday, May 26th at Zany's in Hashville.
Hello.
And both of those are at 420. And big news, Graham.
What's that?
Big news. Starting with the next ep, Doug Loves Movies will be partially sponsored by Hulu Plus.
Awesome.
So please, people who listen to these mini eps, go ahead and do me a favor. Go to DougLovesMovies.com, click on the green Hulu Plus square, and you can get 2 free weeks of instant watch TV and movies with Hulu Plus. But if you just go there, then I get credit for the fact that you went there, and that's how advertising works these days, is you have to prove that people are actually...
I'm going to do that. Yeah, I've tested Hulu a little bit. I like it. I've never done the Hulu Plus, and I'm going to do the 2 free weeks thing through Doug Loves Movies.
You're the best.
Come on now.
And the worst.
What?
Have you seen any movies lately, Graham?
Oh, yes, I have.
Such as?
Not going to tell you.
Memory test.
No, we talked. I think we talked about Gatsby. I saw Gatsby on the road. I'm waiting to see Star Trek this weekend because we are starting to do spoiler extra bonus episodes of Comedy Film Nerds. But I saw Great Gatsby and, you know, fancy.
Yeah,
fancy,
I do know. Movie. Yeah.
But not, you know. I think the biggest problem. I don't blame Baz Luhrmann. I blame that. That book is just too hard to translate to movies. And the further we get away from that era, the harder.
Right. It just sounds like the things they're saying and doing are so ridiculous. And I get that it's of a certain time or whatever, but then you add Jay-Z music and Baz Luhrmann's direction, and so much of it is modern that the things that aren't modern stand out as even more not modern.
Yeah.
You know? It's really bizarre. But I am going to see it again when I interrupt it someday at CineFamily.
Oh, yeah.
And I'll try to figure out more what the hell's going on with that movie, because I really do like everybody involved, and I was genuinely psyched to see it. For a straight man, I was pretty happy about it, and then was disappointed. And and of course, you know that the new Star Trek was born into darkness.
Oh. Let's not stand on ceremony, Commander Pike.
Now it's time for Tweet Relief, tweets about movies. At Bumby, B-U-M-B-I-E, Bumby, tweeted, "Finally saw Lincoln. Wanted Bilbo to yell, 'I'm going on an adventure,' while running to the White House with that note." This has been Tweet Relief, tweets about Bilbos.
Bilbo tweet.
That's not something Bane or Lincoln would say. "I'm going on an adventure."
Yeah, Bane would never go on an adventure.
"Let's have a holiday." Into madness.
Oh, the spring break.
Any hoozle, please enjoy last night's Leonard Maltin game. And remember, with regards to name tags, if you build it, we will come on it.
What?
Wait, no, that's not.
That's not what I said.
Did you catch Kanye West on SNL last night?
No, I did not.
I got, you know, as you know, Graham, I got super baked outside the club with fans.
What?
And then we went into that weird, I don't know what it's called, but that bar that's in the back of a lingerie store. It's a tiny lingerie store with a bar. It's basically a bar that has a tiny lingerie store in front. And then when I got home, SNL was still on. And by home, I mean a hotel room. And Kanye West was rapping away, dropping N-bombs like nobody's business, and then said the lyric, "I came on your Hampton blouse and I came in your Hampton mouth," which I assume he means Kardashian. What's her name? Kim Kardashian. But, like, you could say you came on a blouse and in somebody's mouth on television? I don't care how late it is. That seemed inappropriate.
Wow.
But I guess you could say that now. Or, since he was rapping and talking fast, I had a lot of white people tweet to me today because I tweeted about it. A lot of white people tweeted me, "I didn't know what he was saying." All right, good job, white people. But anyway, what I meant was, if name tags come to the show, we will play.
Yes.
Games. One specific one that you're about to hear now. Let's do this, Providence. Let's play the Leonard Maltin game. Let me tell you what's in the prize bagger. Here, can you, Graham, just pull the items out and I'll describe them as you pull them out. It'd be funny if there was like a tarantula in there or something. We've got a shirt from the lovely folks at Normal, our good friends at Normal. It's a beautiful shirt, and you can wear it if you win tonight. And then we've got a copy of my album, Smug Life. And then, which, by the way, Walmart's put this in the rap section. Because I'm, like, joking around like it's a rap album, and they're like, that's where it goes. So it's not selling a lot. And then... And then and we also have in the bag a $10 iTunes gift card that you can use to buy premium episodes of my podcast and Graham's podcast. And there's going to be a new Comedy Film Nerds one on there for $2 soon with me and Kevin Pollak.
Yeah,
there.
We just recorded this in Los Angeles. It was a lot of fun. We do a summer movie preview. Chris Mancini, Kevin Pollak, and myself all talk about which movies we're excited to see this summer. And then Doug comes out and we play a nice round of Leonard Maltin. So check that out.
Like we're about to do right now with one of you. Can we see your name tags?
Tags!
Oh, very nice.
Oh, Doug, I'll also throw a copy of my CD, Poem Strike Dance Party, in the prize bag.
These are the wordiest name tags I've ever seen. This gentleman has one that says, "To whom it may concern, please pick my friend Kevin, or I'll have to hear about it in the entire drive home, or you could be mean and pick me to spite him." Jesus. Love, Devin Decker.
Manifesto, this motherfucker.
Yeah, and what's Kevin's little name tag? What is that?
It's
K-Pax.
K-Pax! Wow.
You put your face over Kevin Spacey's face?
Yep.
Kevin Spacey's facey? That's awesome. Then we got a giant, the Madness of King George of the Jungle sign. And then an amazing looking
Avengers.
It's got my face and Leonard Maltin and...
T.J. Miller's and mine and Pete Holmes. That's pretty fucking awesome.
Yeah, that's an elaborate one. And, yeah, there's lots of people brought them, so...
Yeah, you just have a cookie.
Good job,
cake.
You guys.
Oh, it's a gluten-free cookie.
Gluten-free cookie for you, Graham.
Oh, yeah. Wow, he's like, "I'm not giving it to you unless you bring me on stage, Ronnie." Right?
Yeah. You should do it all for the cookie. Put your Limp Bizkit in his mouth.
No, you did. These are awesome.
All right, who do you want to play against, Graham?
That Avengers one is amazing, dude.
All right, let's get the Avengers one
up here.
How does he get up here?
How does he get up here?
You might have to just crawl up like a weirdo.
Jump in!
You can do it. Look at that. See that? That's how it's done.
Perfect.
You're practically like an Avenger.
Stay right here, my friend.
I'm Hulk.
You're the Hulk? Okay.
Nice.
Yeah. Finally, the Hulk has
amazing.
Finally, Hulk has a white face.
He's the Hulk. Oh, sweet. Yeah, buddy.
It's a very good poster. You should do it.
How do you make Pete Holmes a girl?
Not just any girl. Black Widow.
Black Widow.
Yeah, that's nice.
It's Steve.
Steve Engers, because his name is Steve.
Steve Engers. His last name is Enger.
Yeah.
Do you, let's talk to him for a second. Do you think he'd be good at this game, Steve?
Easy, just...
You don't have to touch it. When he puts it near your mouth, don't touch it. That's what he said.
I listen to DLM enough. I think I'll be.
Oh, he listens to DLM. He knows how to give things.
Little Stevie Flip Flops is ready to fucking take this.
Now,
Dan.
I don't know why I got yelled at him to dance.
Steve said he's a green belt. Guys are heckling each other. The fucking manifesto guys telling him to dance. Dance, you cocksucker! I'll write a longer one if you don't.
Hold your name tag.
This is the Cease Coast
talking
about.
The guy does have a good
hold
point.
Your name
tag. We usually tell people to hold their name tag the entire time.
Don't put your name tag down. Hold it up. Don't be an asshole. Fucking, you made the thing. Hold it up. From 3 hours, I made this goddamn name tag full of magnets. Hold the fucking thing up, for the love of God. Your grandfather, God rest his soul, would have held the goddamn name tag up. He worked 40 years in that factory they closed down. Now it's an empty goddamn lot. You hold up the fucking sign.
Okay, we're good. Thanks. All right, Steve Enger, you get to pick a category, and this is just between Steve Engers and Graham. So if you think you know it in the audience, please don't yell out. But first, we pick a category. Tina Fey celebrated a birthday today, so the films of Tina Fey. Or in theaters now, that's motion pictures that are playing in theaters now. Or, for your third option, this one's been, we've gone through it a bunch of times. Nobody ever picks it, but maybe you will. Dolphin Lundgren. And that's movies that has a dolphin, Dolph Lundgren, or both. Which one of those do you like, Steve Engers?
I'd love to go with Dolph Lundgren. I'm going to go with Tina Fey.
Okay. Oh.
Stevie Flip-Flops. He's been studying. He goes Tina Fey.
The year is 2009, Steve Engers. Two stars from Leonard for this movie that he says is set in a hypothetical world. That might be too good of a clue. And he also says one of the stars of the movie co-wrote and co-directed the movie. Did I say it was 2009? Two stars from Leonard.
The category again. It's Tina Fey's.
Tina Fey is in this movie, okay. And Leonard lists about 15 names. 15, yeah. Guy in the audience was questioning my about. He wants it to be very specific.
11
names, he says. That's a very good opening bid, I think.
8.
Ooh.
5. She just got exciting in Providence, Rhode Island. It was such a sleepy little town until this happened.
Wasn't sleepy little town. One horse town.
It's a great town. Like, if you go down the street over here, there's several places where you can get a taco. Most towns don't have every restaurant's Mexican for several blocks.
Yeah, it's cash for gold and tacos.
Yeah,
those are the choices.
Yeah, there's a Chinese place that just says for rent on it.
Yeah,
there's a smoke shop over there.
Yeah, there's a smoke shop. That's a good point, Steve Engers. Speak when spoken to.
Goddamn manager, get on stage all of a sudden, you're an asshole. Sorry, Mom. Alright, 5 names?
That's what he says.
Name that.
He says to name it. Do you need the clues in this? Go, Steve Engers! Go, Steve Engers! Go, Steve Engers! Go! Do you need the clues again? Oh, now, this is where I have to say, stop it. Do you need the clues again?
You can give them.
I can give them?
Absolutely.
All right, I didn't want to. I'm just asking if you need them. Okay. Your five names are Jason Bateman, Edward Norton, Philip Seymour Hoffman, Christopher Guest, and John Hodgman.
Yes, Steve!
John Hodgman, of course, a past and future guest on this show.
Not the movie I thought it was
going to
be.
Oh. What else is Tina Fey in that might have had all those people in it? And get ready with your name tags, because we're going to get somebody else up here. If the Avengers lights us all down, Steve Avengers.
I can't think. I was going to go with Beer League.
Tina Fey is in Beer League?
She plays a secretary at the gym.
Oh! Wow, it's almost like you know too much.
Not this movie, though.
Yeah, you don't know this movie. That is, the person that I mentioned that co-wrote and co-directed is a gentleman by the name of Ricky Gervais. And the motion picture is called The Invention of Lying. Oh! Some people knew it. Thanks a lot, Steve Ventures. I'm going to have to ask you to go back to your seat, but leave that here. I'll say that as a shithead at the end because I see you wrote one on the back. Very clever of you.
How about Stevie Enger?
Stevie Enger.
Go, Steve Enger. Go, Steve Enger. Go, Steve Enger. Go.
No, he means go out, out of the building.
Out. Pack your shit. We don't have losers in here, you fucking asshole. Get out.
Listeners are going to be like, why is Graham so mean to this?
No, this is people there. This is East Coast love.
All right, pick somebody else, Graham.
All right, gluten-free cookie, get on up here.
Cheap. That's cheap. I don't like when Graham picks the gluten-free stuff. But, you know.
It gives me superpowers.
It's your decision.
Plus, he's got, what is it, a Chinese Star Wars shirt? Yeah. Nice.
Awesome. And what's your name tag? What is that?
Josh Shank.
Josh Shank Redemption. Josh Shank Redemption. It's his face next to Morgan Freeman.
And that's a great movie.
And they're about to do it, and they're about to have prison sex.
Yeah.
You're about to get your Shaw Shank.
Only guilty man is Shaw Shank.
All right, Josh, you get to pick category. Would you like Baby Got Back? That's movies where a missing baby is returned. Would you like The Dark Knightley? That's films where Keira Knightley kills someone. Or would you like, oh, this is a fun one, A Bug's Life, and that's movies that feature Flea from the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Do Bug's Life.
Yeah!
Bugs really? Life. The movies of Flea, ladies and gentlemen, the movies of Flea.
People usually stay away from that category. But you're a bold player, Josh. 2.5 stars from Leonard for this movie from 1991 that he calls uniquely distinctive. And he also says that it gets bogged down in a long, dreadfully conceived part of the movie. From which it never fully recovers.
1991.
Says it has many potent scenes, though, and that the lead performer is excellent. Like I said, 1991. And Leonard lists nine names exactly.
Thank you, Doug.
You're welcome, Derek. Oh, Decker. Devin Decker.
Decker was a replicant.
It was spelled slightly differently. How many names do you think you can get it in, Josh?
Nine.
You're adding a name. Okay, that's excellent. There was eight names. He wants it at nine.
No, it was nine.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
All right, well, then I go nine. No.
Hey!
Hold on. I go ten.
That's what I call the Nick Thune.
I will go with six.
Six out of nine. Do you think he can do it, Josh, or can you go lower?
Name.
Yeah. Slippery slope, Joshua.
Get him, Josh. That grabs an asshole.
I feel good about your chances, Josh. Like, do you really know what movies Flea was in, man?
Yeah, I know them all.
Okay. This one had Udo Kier.
Oh, right.
Tom Troop.
Tommy.
Grace Zabriskie. Flea. Rodney Harvey. And William Rickert. R-I-C-H-E-R-T.
Billy Ricks?
Yeah, those,
all right.
Those remaining three names would have probably been really helpful.
That's why I went 10. I was trying to get an extra. All right.
What do you think it is, Graham?
1991 Flea. 2.5 stars. Give me the clues again, please.
Uniquely distinctive. Gets bogged down in a long, dreadfully conceived part of the movie from which it never fully recovers. Many potent scenes, though. Lead performer is excellent.
And you don't know the answer. So Josh is going to take home that prize bag.
Josh!
It is Cool World.
Was Flea in Cool World? Brad Pitt and yeah. Kim Basinger, right?
Yeah, Flea, remember Flea was that one scene, him and Bill Ricketts?
The remaining names are James Russo, Keanu Reeves, and River Phoenix, and it was called My Own Private Idaho.
Good film.
Josh, you win!
Let's go!
There you go, buddy.
Hey, come by the merch table, I'll give you my CD. Thanks a lot, dude.
That was excellent.
Very good.
Nice work.
You did it. And then he fell off the stage on his head, and that was over. That was it. Thanks again to Graham Elwood.
Thank you so much,
go set up his swap meet, and if you have any meat, bring it by there, and he might trade you. I don't know what that means, but I really appreciate the number of name tags that came out, and like we do on Doug Loves Movies, when someone loses, like unfortunately happened with Steve Engers, they have on the back of their name head tag someone that I will call a shithead on their behalf. And he wrote something down on the back of this giant poster, so I'm going to say it right now. Woo! As always, the 2004 New England Patriots is a shithead.
Prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you,